Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February the 28th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bohm.
Batter up.
Hey. But, you know, they're throwing rubber chicken at you now.
Yeah.
Over the traveling road show here.
Yeah.
You know, I find it kind of scarily humorous, if that can be a phrase. Because that's what I've called that thing for the last 3 or 4 years.
I
saw something official coming out, and it said traveling roadshow budget. Yipes.
It's a good way to get out to the rural areas and let them have a say if they need to or if they feel something needs to be said. It gives the rural supervisor a chance to get out there, and if they don't get out, you know,
You're not saying that McKinleyville is rural.
That's no.
That's where you guys are going tonight, right?
Yeah. So it's a good way for it to get out there.
To me, I think, you know, whatever the turnout is, okay, you're going to get the passionate few. Either side, any side, okay, fine. But it's an outreach. It's an overt attempt to make yourself available, and I think, you know, if nothing else, that's cool. It'll be like, well, okay, you having an office in Petrolia. Okay, it doesn't matter if anybody shows up. It's just that people know that you're there, and they know that you're accessible.
I like to get out there every couple of weeks anyway because I like the area and, you know, Honeydew, I love the Loop. So, in fact, actually, last Sunday—
You like
Sunday,
the picnic that you last, take with last, it. Don't give
last,
me that.
Last Sunday, I went to the pancake breakfast, so, you know. And right now, there's fish in the Matole.
coincidentally enough.
Ball,
and they're not eating pancakes, I understand.
It's a good way to get out there. It's a good way to get out there and try to— I think the CAO staff— is trying to get as much input on the budget, you know. I mean, because, you know, the word of, you know, the 2010s is, you know, and up is transparency. So, hey, but you also tend to, somebody comes in and gives you a great proposal and you don't go after it, they tend to feel alienated and they don't come back, even though it may not be in the budget card. So we're trying to work as many avenues as possible. And at the end of the day, spread the services that we have so we hit all the buttons.
That, you know, you touched on something there, Rex, and I think it's got to be a balancing act because you got folks come from different perspectives all the time. I'm giving you my suggestion, okay? You know how tied in I am to any suggestion. You know, here's a thought. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, I don't care. You know, here's my thought. But that, I think, tends to be a minority position. Because don't most people, they give you an idea, they want it implemented because they had a great idea, and then they start to get a little excited about it if it's not.
Pretty much
this
like,
gives you a chance to talk to them and maybe flesh it out or tell them why it's not a viable idea, or if you can mutate it and adjust it now, maybe it does become viable.
It's pretty much like being invited to a dance, and then the person that invites you doesn't dance with you all night. I mean, it's just, you've said, why
it's
did we,
life, I think.
Why did we go through this? But, I mean, you know, there's other things, you know, that come up. Happen, budgets flow, wages get increased.
A better idea that serves
a purpose that is needed right now.
I'm trying to keep you away from the retirement stuff.
Yeah,
that really seems to be the big elephant in the room. It's also the elephant that's got a 5,000-pound anchor.
Oh, I saw a number
trying to swim with that.
I saw a number the other day, and we're paying money towards it. And I saw something that our liability is going to jump like $11 or $13 million next year. I'm just guessing, but I think it was a big number.
Or that's the number for next year.
That increase.
Good thing the stock market's performing, huh?
So and that takes a while. That takes a while to cycle in. And then you have to also understand, back in 2012, you know, we changed the retirement structure. You know, we went to 2% from 2 3/4, 50 to 55, 55 to 62.
It got ratcheted down.
We changed everything around. But that's going to take probably 12 to 16 years to have that start cycling in. And then it gets a little bit more manageable.
So what is out there today that's going to take 10 or 12 years to cycle in that could have the same positive impact if it was executed today? You know, if this stuff had been done 25 years ago, we wouldn't be having these issues.
Yep.
But that's actually projecting out in the future instead of satisfying the today.
But 30 years ago, Brown 2
right.
which is the previous of Brown 3, he brought in these retirement. You know, he implemented.
That couldn't be anticipated. Yeah. But I'm wondering what's out there that could be anticipated today. Maintenance issues. You know, how long are you guys going to hold onto the motor pool on the bluff?
Yeah.
That thing's prime time property unless it's so contaminated. Well, if it's contaminated, you don't want it. And if it's prime, you don't want it.
But you got we think the contamination is minimal, if there is any, because you got to remember we had the remember the big fire? Remember
which
the
one?
Sign, remember the, no, remember the sign shop used to be there. Remember
oh,
the
yeah,
big
okay,
fire?
That one.
And, you know, with the
I flashed to Scotia.
I was there, but I was there. I was at the Scotia one, too, as a matter of fact. But I'm
okay.
Old. But the
Humboldt,
propane.
Humboldt Beer?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You were there, too?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. Del Rica. That was a Del Rica.
Okay,
that
so what's consistent with these large fires?
They happened a long time ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it.
No, but I mean, if you take a look, I mean, that's why we floated the idea. I don't think it's going to go anywhere because there's a difference. But that's why we floated the idea, because of the ADA obligations we have for all those buildings. Our public works building, our motor pool, that waterfront property. We looked at all that. We were going to bundle, you know, sell to get us into the, we were looking at Kmart. And then we could put one-stop shopping and have everything. And believe it or not, there was enough room.
And a footprint that's large enough to accommodate.
To accommodate out of the, you know, 60% of the parking lot was out of the tsunami zone. So we thought it would work for us. It doesn't look like it'll work for us. But it was just, we have to think about that because we have so much money to invest in the ADA that instead of doing that, we just.
So the Kmart site isn't large enough to accommodate those three departments?
No, we just don't think the building's up to snuff. It doesn't look like the building, and we're quite a bit of money apart.
Ah,
we still have to be frugal.
The variables come up. Yeah. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, the concept of the consolidation, you know, now you've got motor pool out at Jacobs Avenue also, right?
Yeah, but we have the,
is that just know, a we, small little?
No, that's a repair facility, tire, heavy equipment and things like that out there at the Jacoby. But we have the.
But the primary repair, stuff
but,
is.
But the, yeah, the rental, the cars that they check out and everything else is right next door to Bill Hancock, the barber shop there, City Barber, and so right across from the old, you know, the repair. We used to have the paint shop there, shop. Now the paint shop, sign shop is out in Lolita. So
would Lolita be big enough to take everybody to? I mean,
no,
is there any?
That's the site's not big enough. Okay. Centrally located, but you know.
But does it have to be? That's the question. That
no, it doesn't have to be because we still have. I mean, we're down from 16 to 6 operating. You know, barns, you know, road crew barns.
Right.
But we got one, you know, Willow Creek, you know, we got one in McKinleyville, obviously Eureka, Ferndale,
out where
Southern
needed.
Humboldt. Yeah. And, well, that's where the guys report to work. So they're not mobbing, you know, they don't mob from Eureka to go to Southern Humboldt. They're already starting somewhere like that, so.
What about Murray Field? You know, we keep hearing that Murray Field is going to be changed, adjusted, maybe eliminated, et cetera, et cetera. But I think there's a lot of property there that was used in the past that isn't now. Would that be enough to accommodate?
I don't know if there's. And the other thing is, a lot of that surrounding property is wetlands. There's a lot of wetlands.
Sure, you couldn't expand the footprint.
And the other thing, and we're not going to take down hangars because we have a demand for hangars. But the other aspect being is, okay. I want to get the hell out of the coastal zone because so we can, you know. So
okay, Ronerville.
Ronerville makes it. You know, and we've got, you know, we've got a barn
there.
Up there. We have the sheriff's work farm up there that's been pretty successful. We do have a barn up there, you know, the Fortuna Ronerville barn and stuff. And so we have equipment parked up there and obviously materials. So I don't know.
Could Public Works be out there? It'd be different.
It would be different. I think Tom Matson like it. He only lives a couple miles from there.
Yeah,
so,
but you know, it's going to be more convenient for some and less convenient for
others.
Some
of that stuff has to be centrally located because public works projects and things like that, you know, throw the baby. You know, we're splitting this thing in half. There's a reason Eureka is the county seat because it's kind of in the middle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because Arcata screwed up and lost it.
No.
You're not going to go back that far, huh? You're not that old.
I'm not going to touch that.
Well, I kind of put both feet right in the middle of it, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
silence is golden, duct tape is silver.
Yeah. Are you hearing anything about the Arcata Redwood property?
No. I know that the city of Eureka is still trying to annex that in.
Because there were thoughts about having the county services maybe being coordinated there, whether DHHS or some form of public housing accommodations.
Yeah, they always talk about traffic and getting out of there and everything else. And then I always...
Yeah, it worked for decades with the logging trucks to not move fast.
With lumber trucks. That's what I always say. Yeah. They used to put out 100 loads of lumber out of there a day, going both ways, going in... Coming out, remember they used to run five trucks out of Oreck on a daily basis to go to end up Arcata Redwood to be finished. So yeah. I mean, I'm
it can be done. Worked.
Yeah,
yeah. Now maybe if you don't like eucalyptus trees,
yeah.
Now we might have an issue. Yeah, but so. Okay. So
I don't know where they're going on. I mean, there's a great office building there. I know that there is some.
Oh, wouldn't that be a killer office?
They're great offices.
Presuming that it's still.
We were talking the other day. I mean, it's funny. You talk about the timber industry. We were talking at one time at their height, LP had 2,400 employees and Palco had 2,900 or something like that. And I'm just, you know, I'm going, whoa. And then that doesn't even include the 650 that Mel McLean and Neil River Sawmills had.
And then all the support folks.
Yeah.
I was sharing with a gal who's new to the area in the last couple of years, and she kind of got hit with a tidal wave of a lot of the historical. Yeah, didn't even know that there was a mill in Fortuna, ever.
Oh,
well, how would you today? You know, if you've been here in the last 10 years, how would you ever know what was?
Such an amazing company. I mean, machine shop, print shop, they had everything.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
but you know,
things change,
and we survived them leaving. So as all industries change around, we will survive that, and we'll still be here.
Are you hearing anybody knocking on the door?
You know, we get a lot of looky-loos taking a look. You know, you always talk about the Santa Rosa. Any of those people wanted to relocate. The biggest issue with a couple of the companies I, you know, had slight talks with is they wanted to make their employees whole, so they wanted to make sure their employees, you know, and their not all their employees lost their houses, you know, So not everybody got up and walked. I do see a lot of the lots. I read an article in the Press Democrat the other day. A lot of the lots are being sold now. Companies are buying 10 and 12 in a row, and they're going to rebuild, you know, in some of those areas. So
kind of sounds like company towns.
In a roundabout way. But, I mean, more like company subdivisions, you know.
Okay.
And which it was before, you know. But as it was developed in the 70s and stuff like that.
Hey, what's going on with Samoa? Yeah, you know, are Danny and Lane, is there traction going on? Because they're certainly below the radar right now.
I think they're still working forward. There's some sewer issues to go forward, and I think
Coastal Commission,
it's
water
Coastal
quality,
Commission,
all that kind of stuff.
It's a little bit of everything. I know they voted to put a service district out there, and actually try to build because. There's a whole bunch of lots out there that Kurt Kramer owns some and everything else, and getting pulled through the ringer to try to put in a containment, septic, any type of system that would work so you could build a house out there.
Right.
And water quality is just having a hard time, and they've been trying to work something through, and it's been a very elongated process, but I think we're getting closer. They did vote to get a district. Now they have to look at raising the money. I know there was
Can the county step in with that, or is that Headwaters? I mean, There are some pools of dollars.
There's a lot of money to be involved in that, and I think you're looking at a lot of that's going
to
be the developer, you know, down the line. I think we can help as much as we can in the permitting issues.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Talk Shop presented by American Ag Credit, REDEC, and CDH Painting. Rex, RCRC, now you've been, what, 2 full months? The place hasn't blown up, burned down?
Been to quite a few meetings.
So it must be surviving. Is it taking up as much time as you thought, a little bit more, a little bit less?
You know, the nice thing about it is... since I served as second vice chair and vice chair, I had a pretty good understanding of what's going on. This Sunday, I fly to Washington D.C. with the RCRC lobbyists, and we obviously go up on the Hill and we use our federal lobbyists to set up some appointments.
So you're right after the NAB guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you see any lost radio guys wandering around, let me know.
No kidding. So, you know, and so there's a whole bunch of stuff that affects, you know, all 35, soon to be 37 rural counties that belong to RCRC, obviously. But, you know, the Wildfire Disaster Funding Act. I mean, wildfires have to be treated as a disaster, just like a flood or an earthquake. This idea of these guys spending $2.4 billion, 80% of their budget to fight a summer of fires, and then not having any money left to maintain the forests, which creates another round of
dying underbrush. So is this coming in through the Department of Interior and the Forest Service?
Yeah, it's coming through the Forest Service. Okay. And I think something like 82% of all Forest Service lands, 84, it's a pretty large number, lies in our 35 rural counties.
Oh, of those within the state of California.
Yeah, in the state of California. So it's a big deal to us.
Now, are you guys hoping to have the federal practices adjusted? Just compensation?
No, we're looking to have the whole. We're looking to have the whole means of funding wildfires change so it doesn't come directly out of their budget. Just, you know, it's got to be treated as a disaster fund.
So you're not looking to get in to issues like salvage harvesting and things of that nature?
This is just a budgetary push. The other thing that's going to be a big push for us is high wildfire risk areas. There is a huge amount, especially in the last 2 years, of rural landowners after the Lake County fires, you know, after the fires down south, all of those, Napa and all of those, rural landowners getting denied insurance coverage. Or their premiums being so extreme that they basically don't have insurance. And, you know, or it's up to $350, $400 a month. I mean, we've heard some, or not getting at all. And so we're trying to make
sure. Sounds like healthcare.
Uh-huh. Sounds like healthcare. Yeah.
So people that brought you.
So that's another issue that we're trying to we're addressing, and that's going to be on the federal level.
I would think if they allowed management of the woods, a lot of that risk would be reduced, and it would be recognized by the insurance companies.
Well, you can actually look on how much timber we used to take off just our six rivers.
Yeah.
I mean, we take less than probably 3% of what we historically took.
What was it 300 million board feet?
Yeah, 200, 220 and everything else. We're taking off less than a million, I think, now. I mean, it's a pretty low number. I think that
logically,
number,
it would connect. That means that there's a lot more stuff that can burn.
It's all about management. And the other thing is, you have to understand, I mean, each one of those trees use 40 to 60 gallons of water a day. You know, and we have a, you know, in an acre.
You're using the Mike Downey theory, you know, here. Yeah. Bring it in from the environmental
corner.
But the
capacity for some of these watersheds, I mean, is, you know, 150 to 200 trees per acre, and we're running 400 trees.
Is that because it's a younger forest and there's more trees, more smaller trees?
They get a year older every year.
Well, unless you have a fire. Now you got a whole bunch of little guys.
It's not that, and they don't over. But I mean, you know, I mean, you know what a fir for? I mean, look at how much of our agricultural grazing land has been taken over by fir creep. I mean, you do aerial photos. I mean, we looked at some aerial photos the other day, 20 years old. These big meadows are now all fir trees. I mean, the fir creep just now that it's a fir forest. It's not an ag meadow anymore.
Where's Huffman on this stuff, or is he even a player in these committees?
I don't know. I mean, we'll send him some stuff and everything else. I think, you know.
Is Thompson on board?
Thompson's on board. I mean, Thompson's on board, and I think Huffman has to be on board. I think Merv, you know, our local guy. I think he can't. It's his budget that gets taken every time there's a fire.
Right.
And how am I going to manage on, you know, when I get most of my budget into, you know.
Yeah, how do I manage on 10% of my budget?
It's a 60-minute game, and a forest fire happens in 15 minutes of it. What do we do the other 45 minutes? I mean, these fires are, you know, 30 to 45 days, and they're eating 80% of your budget. How do I manage all these other people's and all these other needs our forests have?
So with the folks that are in the southeast, and they've got their pine forests, and they rock and roll also when it comes fire time. Mm-hmm. It can't be endemic just to California.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that's the big issue. I mean, it's a national. You know, it's the same way back there. So I mean, it's cross sectional. Everybody has the need to have this change, and I don't think it's that far fetched.
Is anybody leading the charge?
We are. No. A lot of the local governments are, and a lot of other agencies
throughout
are.
The country,
we go. You know, we'll be in at NACO in. The National Association of Counties, I think, in July, and this has been one of the forum talks.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:41. We'll be back with more from Rex.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Moving Target Bone. So when you're back in D.C., you know, and I'm stunned that you're not going at least to Phoenix, if not maybe Fort Lauderdale with spring training. You know, you guys screwed this one up. You should have done a traveling roadshow or something. What's a victory look like?
Getting an audience, and that's where the federal guys, they'll set up all our appointments, and we get there, and we get an itinerary, and here's where you got to go. And, you know, we'll spend, in the past, we spent 8 to 10, 12 hours walking from, you know, the Senate House to the Congressional. I mean,
an honest day's work.
Full day, long day. I mean, I was just looking at the temperature. This time it's going to be 60, 65. Well, it's 60, 65 now. That can change tomorrow. But we've been there when there's, you know, 6 inches of snow on the ground, and, you know, and you'll
see the cherry trees.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
So, you know, and there's other things.
I think a lot of us always, those who are questioners of travel, go, yeah, okay, it's vacation. And no, it's not. So, you know, pull that one away. But what is a victory? What does it look like? And do we hear about the victories that these things result in? Or do they get buried inside of supervisor meetings and in reports and nobody ever knows?
You know, it's kind of funny because I got asked this the other day. He says, well, you tell somebody what you think you've accomplished or what you felt you accomplished. He says, why didn't we hear about it? And I says, well, you know, there's two things you can do. You can toot your horn or you can just play with the rest of the band. And I think it's a lot better. I think what you see is when you see results, when you see results, and hopefully other people are aware of the results, usually they're not, but if they see something happening, they'll realize that things are changing. And I mean, broadband. I mean, broadband things, we're getting...
You need to point it out, though. Say, you know, this is a result of the meeting we had 2.5 years ago when we talked with blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and, you know...
Real simple, pretty straightforward stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of times they'll... You know, you got to understand, they've got... You go to their offices and they got 6-8 people you talk to before. I mean, in all honesty, we don't meet with Feinstein. We don't meet with Boxer. We meet with their third aide from the left.
Which is really sad because you would think that there would be interest from the elected.
I asked somebody the other day, when was the last time we had a senator up here?
Wasn't it Feinstein when Clinton?
At the Polk Mill. I thought maybe it was the Polk Mill or something.
Or when Clinton made his travel road show when he was up
here. Anyway, I don't know. I just...
But how sad it is that we have to... Well, and can't come up with...
And I can tell you what's funny.
When it was.
When we were doing some business in Washington, state of Washington, and I remember I met both the senators at the time, and I thought that was... And I said, oh, no, we'll see them at our pancake breakfast and everything else, but you got to remember, the state's only this long, and they have two...
I have that with my buddies in the Midwest.
And we have two...
Their senators are on their stations. They pop in. They're in town all the time.
Go to Montana. I mean, you look at the numerical numbers and the smaller and everything else, and they all get two. And we've got, you know, and the thing
another reason for either Jefferson or Northern California, baby.
We don't influence an election up here. The election is... one square mile in Orange County can influence every state election if they want to.
But there's still the responsibility to represent the landmass.
Oh, I agree.
Without that doesn't mean junior assistant intern.
And in all honesty, we get at RCRC because I mean, you know, back to stand on that, we do represent almost 54% of the landmass of California, 9% of the population, but we're over half of the state. Are in those 35 counties. Now, you combine all 35 of our rural counties, I believe we're like 10% of what, 10-20%, something like that. The number is really minuscule compared to LA County at 10.4 million people.
Understood. But, we're also bigger than the state of Nebraska and Kansas combined.
Yeah.
No. So give me a break.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I mean, you got to play the game because you're an elected. But I don't have to play that
Well,
game.
And my problem is I don't play it well enough, I'm told, on a regular basis. So I sometimes create more grief for myself than I probably should. But it's kind of funny is I don't think people want things sugar-coated. They want to know, can this happen, can this not happen?
Straight up.
You know, and I think being
something about clarity works.
Clarity and being realistic.
Yeah. So maybe if you offered free rubber chicken or rubber crab, that's what you need.
Rubber crab.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
You bet. Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.